Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
This is Yam Session. We are live at 4 o'clock today, 3 o'clock today. My apologies. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO. It's a very, very special show today. We will be hosting an interview with rising Chicago MC Saba in about 5 minutes. So stay tuned. It's going to be fun.
It will be. I'm excited.
Very fun. Yeah.
The biggest thing Yam Session has ever done. Than last week, Ross's guest mix.
Yeah, arguably the best thing of my life. Nah, maybe, hopefully, I don't know. I guess we'll see. We will see. But we're very excited to give you an introduction to his material. We're gonna play Bucket List featuring Matthew Santos. Enjoy.
And my pilot landed, my shooter's good. And my show went well, and my check about to go to the hood. If I die before I can't make a change, at least I made a tape. And I pray someday you're inspired by it and make it wait. And some legends gone, so I'm paying homage, they paved the way. And them stars align, I know they beyond, I bet they in space. I might buy a trailer, we taking this bitch across the stage. All aboard, it's just like the green light, we finally off the train. So add to the boo, you can let the fans take a boo. Get the bread, then take a look. I just put the work in, then take a look. Got a better bed like some tools. Wrote a bucket list and approach. They sent that one like my last one. And they been waiting since my last one. And look what happened, yeah. Cause I mean it, if I doubt it, then I did it. If I caught it, then I dish it. How I started, how I finished. Show a hater that impossible we major. I got another one off that paper. Cause I don't believe in that caper.
I come from the bottom, but a nigga feeling grateful. My life wasn't fit to swear I one got angel. I know that the sun'll come up any time the rain go. I've been in the brain, no. They said what I can't do. I come from the bottom, but a nigga feeling grateful. My life wasn't fit to swear I one got angel. I know that the sun'll come up any time the rain go. I've been in the rain.
I'm mountain climbing, that's never seen on this part of town. High air balloon on my wedding day, getting off the ground. If I'm back in school, shit, I commute, maybe try to dorm. Just wrote a book on how not to fit in the social norms. I ain't never smoke, forget why not, guess I'm trying pie. Might just say, fuck it, get my hair cut and say bye to locks. Yeah, yeah, this for all of my hood homies. Fuck it, it feel good, don't it? Look at all the shit you accomplished.
Earn money, make the world go around. Thirsty for, I hope you don't drown. I believe it, do not doubt. Head high, no, not down.
Yeah, thinking outside them squares. Whole world know what it is. Scratching all my bucket list.
I come from the bottom, but a nigga feeling grateful. My life wasn't it fit to. Swear I one got angel. I know that the sun'll come up any time the rain go. I've been in the brain, no. They said what I can't do. I come from the bottom, but a nigga feeling grateful. My life wasn't it fit to. Swear I one got angel. I know that the sun'll come up any time the rain go. I've been in the brain, no. They said what I can't do.
I got a gift to give, just like this life we're living. Only a flash across the sky, just an increment of time. What will you do yours? Oh, I know what to do with mine. Even when the lights go out, I'm still there.
I knew you was gonna hit me up or whatever, cause I know you miss me. You already know who this is. It's your ex or whatever. I ain't finna say my name for these thirsty ass bitch. But I'm gonna give you my bucket list, and it consists of beating your motherfucking ass, find a fucking lead with your ugly ass.
We are back. That was the 10th track off of Bucket List by Saba featuring Matthew Santos, frequent collaborator with other famed Chicago MC Lupe Fiasco. Mm-hmm. Turns out Lupe actually left a voicemail for Saba telling him about his bucket list, and Lupe wants a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right, that's the only thing he wants.
That's a small goal.
He said he wants a Nobel Peace Prize. He seemed like he was going to say some other things and then decided that all he wants is the Nobel Prize. Pretty modest.
Yeah, I think...
That's an attainable feat for anyone.
I mean, do what you gotta do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I like that aspect of the album a lot.
How they absolutely.
Different artists say their bucket list at the end of each song.
Yeah, especially that a lot of them aren't even just artists.
Right.
He said some were just his friends. Like, one of his friends wants to make his own musical project.
Mm-hmm.
One of his friends wants to de-gentrify and rent out or buy houses that they can just offer to people that used to live there and got pushed out, which I think is a very interesting concept.
I would agree.
So we are currently awaiting the call from Saba himself. I believe he's out in Chicago, but he will be playing at the Middle East this Friday. If you're lucky, you will see me there. It'll be a good time, I'm sure. Tickets are $12 ahead, $14 day of, so you have no excuse not to be there. It's sure to be a high energy, high intimacy concert in such a small venue. And our predictions are that Saba continues to rise. So if I were you, I'd probably see him while he's still on the DL.
Yeah, definitely rising. He has number one rap album on iTunes right now. Or at least he did for the first few days. I haven't checked recently. But I would assume it's still up there because it is a very quality project.
Absolutely. Yesterday, he shared on his official Facebook page, which only has like 3,500 likes somehow. So this is your chance, people. Hop on the Saba train and just keep riding it to the top.
You could say you liked him before. It was super cool because it's pretty cool to like him right now.
Yeah, so this makes all of you guys like music hipsters, whatnot. It's absolutely the best thing you could be doing with your time this week, we assure you.
In a trap, the police pulling the pulley, you fall for it, you silly. Party, you out of shape, fuck running, you catch a case. I can't relate to half of my relatives. My genetics is felony, buying low and reselling it. They tell me, tell a story. I'm like, why not mine? Shit, everybody taking pictures. I'm like, why not vibe? They grow up from the ground up, it look like I'm a vibe. It's rarity in my realness. Yeah, I'm a fine diamond in a rough type, rough house in a row house like rugby. Lovely when you hit a lick, little kick like Chun Li. Funny kids that I hoop with all in county. Black bodies turn them down, look like bounties. Bound to be on the block a little while longer. They your homies, this what homies, what don't kill you, make you stronger. Call Obama, Jesus. He can say Chicago from the demons and the deacons when it's DN. Yeah, Dodge precincts, it's preteens. Let's pretend we privileged, not DC's addicted.
And that life, funeral home, church. liquor store, corner store, dreadhead, deadly, dead toe, tenfold, tenfolds from Cicero to Centro. What's told, let it go. They know who to hit though, now that's church. Barbershop, bottle I got from the liquor store on Cicero. I ain't 21, but he didn't know. Bad habits of wrong places at wrong times. A straight bullet will take your firstborn like the 10th plague. I'm the new pharaoh, my phone line forever open for prayer. The fallen soldiers ain't failed, they in my pen, and I do thank God. They say preach like Kool-Aid high. From beginning to end, it's Alpha and Omega. My city the same ghost that made Lupe cry. Soon as you loosen up your grip, you lost and lose your life. I loosen the dread from every time I gotta watch the cigarette smoke from out of my head. Like how I'm not dead, going on 20 so. They say I changed, that's a fitting room. I'm still the same kid that didn't speak when we were in the school. I just got a mic now, I turned to a real nigga. I just knocked the white gal, and fuck who you think I sound. Like I'm a legend in the making, like the director's cut. If I am legend, then I'm fed up with the fuck comparison. These niggas don't got the truth that y'all won't do. They think I'm lying, then plan a trip to Chicago today. I was 15, they was fucking with me. There's no logic in love, but there's no love in the street.
And like funeral home, church, liquor store, corner store, dreadhead, deadlit, dead toe, sit low, chalk outline. Sketch, it's not safe outside when they want your neck. Now that's church, barbershop, bottle I got from the liquor store on Cicero. I ain't 21, but he didn't know.
They so prison the way they pipeline systematically. Lifeline erase all niggas. They so bulletproof from the law, law abided citizen shot. Willie Lynch do crack now, made the new letter shiny. Now we pray King Kunta and hope the grave don't find me. I do my ENJ kindly, I do my time when it's timely. Sometimes the Bible tastes like marmalade, my mama still sip it. Politician old Donald Duck a quack in new kitchen. They kept the melting pot inside the slave plot, watch. They gentrified your neighborhood, no need for cops, watch. Look at the yoga pants, coffee shops, and yogurt stands. Consumerism, holy land. And on the other hand, my mama land.
It look like funeral home, church, liquor store, corner store, dreadhead, deadlift.
Man, get them people hell, bro. My life, let them know how you feeling, Joe. Let them know what's going on, bro. Free us every chance you get. Free my nigga Maul, free Jimmy. Fresh, man, free us, Joe. Let them know, Joe. Keep us alive out there in the verses, Joe. On the real, bro. All right, love, bro. Take care, bro. Tell my brother, tell Fresh I say I love him. Tell him when you see Squeaky, tell him I love him. And tell your bro, them I said what's up. I salute you, bro. You sent those girls the pictures, right? All right, that, bro. I love you, bro. I'm going to talk to you in a minute, bro.
The caller has hung up.
From the road and hope that we drove the right direction, cause I don't wanna slow down for no gas, and plus I'm running low on cash, but I know that my bucket gon' make it to California.
What does love look like in the 22nd century? Merely a memory. I intervene cause I tend to be a little more optimistic than the wildest child or the most imaginative. I sip the tea after my opinion. They pistol pee dishing out assistance, government aid. What does it take to break the mold? Hey, I hate the mold like the base is low, but I'm out the part like the acre gone. Saber with the saber sword, focusing on what we can't afford. In the scheme of things, guess it just ain't important. Who wasn't broke for a moment? The three start staining like, oh, it was free to stop for a moment of peace. And plus, they would call the police if you kept showing your face. I said I stopped dreaming. Instead, I decided to chase and I ain't look back. That's how you turn a stone. My first friend up in high school was a stone. He said, come and join. I ain't come alone. Not because I'm high.
And we got you on air. Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Hello?
I heard him for a second there.
We heard him for a second. Man, this board. Hello?
We're working on it. We will have this interview.
It'll happen. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. The phone's acting up today. We're an old station. It's why we need music. It's why we need the donations. Thank you, everyone, for your patience. We'll work on getting this fixed right away. They should be good.
So you could hear them?
I heard a voice, and we exchanged several words, and not sure what went down there. Yep, it's on. Let's see. We'll see if this call can come through one more time.
We at EM Session hope everyone's having a great Tuesday.
Yeah, have a great Tuesday.
We hope this technical difficulty does not ruin your Tuesday, because Tuesdays aren't usually that bad. They're usually great.
Well, better usually they're the best day of the week because it's EM Session, you know.
Right, right. Usually from 9 to 10. Today it's from 3 to 4.
Saba, if you are listening in, we hope you can have the time to call in again. We're hopefully waiting for your interview. We got plenty of good questions for you. Our listeners are excited. Thank you so much for making this opportunity possible. In the meantime, we'll keep playing stuff from the project, keep our listeners in suspense till they can hear your voice for real. Can you hear us?
Hello? Yeah, yeah.
Hi there. Hello, Saba. This is Cody Eaton. I'm the host of EM Session. Very nice to join us. This is our co-host.
I'm Noah Adler. It's a pleasure to be talking to you, Saba.
I appreciate it, man. What's going on, guys?
We're doing good. This is not the usual slot, but we're glad to make it work with you. We've just been playing quite a few tracks off of the Bucket List project. We're big fans. We have lots of listeners. We've got some great questions for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. So we did a little research and noticed that you did the majority of the production on Bucket List project, as well as you've produced for No Name and your other projects, including Comfort Zone. I just want to know... Who's influenced your production? I know that you learned piano, and that's how you got started making beats, but like any producers in particular who you try to emulate their style or you've learned things from, stuff like that?
I would say my father. My father had like a really specific sound. It was very soul driven, very R&B driven, and that was like my earliest influence. But I think Pharrell, like early Neptunes, all of that stuff inspired just my chord progression. And then I would say the post-production from like an album like Late Registration, where you hear full strings come in and you see you know, full band, like real musician kind of sounds, in the music, like something like a like that early Kanye stuff, really is what I think inspired me as a kid, and is the kind of stuff that I always wanted to do. So now I'm kind of putting my own spin on things, but I would say those three are my earliest kind of inspiration.
Very cool.
Awesome, thank you. We're gonna just keep alternating between the two of us. We both have taken questions in different directions. So
sure.
You're definitely occupying an awesome time in the resurgence of Chicago rap, you know, amidst a lot of amazing talents, a lot of collaborators that you've worked with in the past. What's it been like kind of rising alongside people like Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, No Name, Mick Jenkins, and what do you think you've taken out of those interactions with so many other talented artists?
I think it's one of those things that, like, it's kind of like a surreal experience. Like, all of us have known each other for years now. Like, I mean, talking like since we were like 16, 17, all of us have been, you know, not like best friends or anything, but like aware of each other's talent and collaborating and listening to each other. So it's like crazy to kind of see the growth and development of, you know, all of like my peers in Chicago. It was one of those things where it's really just a blessing, because I remember like when I was little, just thinking of like, you know, knowing that I wanted to pursue music and just not knowing how to go about it, because we didn't have any like real big people, you know, besides Twista. Like when I was young, all we had was like Twista. Then came the Kanye's and Lupe's and stuff. So I think, you know, now it being so, I don't know, it's like every other day there's a new artist from Chicago that's like just this profound, like crazy, like, you know, like, I don't know, just new. And, you know, being a part of that is kind of like, it's just a dope experience, I guess.
Sounds about right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing I like about the Chicago scene right now is how I love the state rap is in right now. I love all the new trends, but I do feel it's becoming slightly repetitive, except for the Chicago scene. I feel like everyone's kind of doing their own thing. There's definitely like connections, but I think everyone has their own sound, which I think is amazing. Another question I had. So you mentioned that you learned a lot from your dad on the production side, and I saw that he put in some work on your song GPS. I was wondering what he did on that song, and if there's any other collaborations with your dad that we can look forward to.
Yeah, he's on that work, and he's on Comfort Zone. He's on the outro to Comfort Zone. Me and him, I mean, we've made a bunch of songs now. Just those are the only two that are out so far. But me, him, and my brother actually did like a full project that we haven't put out yet. But yeah, like, I don't know, like working with my dad, it's always like weird because it's my dad, but it's one of the awesome things because he like really knows his stuff, and it's like he expects the most out of me. So it's like working with my dad, I always end up working harder than I would had I been working on my own. This is like one of those inspiring like kind of moments. Like, kind of crazy to, you know, be in the studio with your dad, but it just works for some reason with him.
That's awesome.
Building off that family collaboration, you have your Pivot Gang crew, which is consists of you, your brother, who goes by, is it Joseph Chilliams, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you said a couple other family members, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Do you have plans to kind of make any sort of collaborative album that has been, you know, kind of popular with other collectives such as like Save Money, ASAP, Good Music, stuff like that? Or is it more of a just kind of supportive network for individual efforts?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's really just, it's early.
Mm-hmm.
It's early because, like, a lot of people don't realize, like, Pivot's been around for a minute. Like, we've been, you know, we all been, like, going super hard in the Chicago scene or whatever, but it's just now where we're kind of getting any, like, recognition for the years of work that we've been putting in.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, there are Pivot Gang, like, projects out already.
Oh, wow.
This is one of those things. Yeah, there's one called Jimmy. It came out 2013.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one of those things where, like, we got to, like, it's basically like starting over a bunch of times because everything is so new, like, you know, like gaining fans and gaining momentum and stuff like that. So it's just one of those things where it's like a lot flies under the radar because there's so many of us in the Chicago scene. But yeah, there'll definitely be more Pivot Gang projects in the like near future, like probably next year. I think we'll probably drop one.
Awesome, we're looking forward to it, and sounds like I've got some more listening to do myself.
Yeah. So noticing again how much production you do on your own projects and others, I want to know if it feels different rapping on beats that have been made by other producers versus ones that you've had a hand in making. Yeah, and kind of just how the creative process is when you're making a beat for yourself.
Wait, can you repeat the question again? I'm sorry, I heard the like setup, but I didn't hear the actual question.
Sure. I want to know if rapping on beats made by others feels different than rapping on a beat that you've made, and if when making a beat you kind of put yourself in the equation and think like how you could flow over a certain drum pattern or anything like that, or if the production and rapping are totally separate.
I would say for me, it's way easier to write to other people's production.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is. It's just always a thing that's, it's just always been easier for me to do. Just knowing the ins and outs of, you know, every pocket of the production sometimes is like, I don't know, it's overwhelming sometimes because, like, with me and the way that I write, I like to find new pockets and new melodies and stuff like that, that it might take me not knowing the production that well to really find and really inspire me. So a lot of times when I know my own production and I know my work, so I know the pockets and patterns and stuff that I can do over it, it's like, I don't know, sometimes it just ends up being a way longer process. Like, I gotta write a song to it, not like the song, then go back and like redo it and like get the ideas out, like really so I don't know, I think working with this producer Felix on most of Bucket List, me and him did most of the tracks. He did a lot of telephone too, but why this is a different process because he'll do a lot of the track and then I'll do the second half of the track. So I'm doing a lot of my production on my project was rhythmic stuff, so I'm building the bottoms, like the drums, all of the fills and the, you know, the stuff at the bottom, like rhythmic section stuff, and then he'll add the keys and stuff like that on a lot of it. So that's, I don't know, that's just how it panned out. And like, I don't know, it's just way easier for me to write and focus when I got the drum sound and how I, you know, how I kind of hear them. Like, I hear a lot of stuff double time and bouncier, like where it's still like very chill and like soulful, but I don't know, it's just how I produce most of the times. Like, it's like it has a certain sound for me to really write and feel comfortable writing. I need it to feel like one of my songs. So, and a lot of times when people send me beats, I go in and edit, and, you know, get that out of the way, so they'll know, like, when they're sending me a beat, that it is going to be touched up in some way, generally. But yeah, I think that's the, you know, I think the answer to the question was in there somewhere.
Yeah,
absolutely. You gave us more than we could ever ask for. Of course, you have the video on your website explaining the origin of the book, the bucket list project, kind of being anti-fear driven, kind of talking about how we discuss bucket lists, just kind of in society as kind of a long off goal that we never really get to. You mentioned two items on your own list. The first of which, paint while watching Bob Ross, and the second, balling with Tracy McGrady. Just curious.
Yeah.
Any plans to make those happen? Anything you think we might hear about in the near future?
Well, the Bob Ross one is really just going to be when I have the free time to do it. Because, you know, they put all the Bob Ross episodes on Netflix now.
So oh, wow. You're set.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like the perfect thing. Like, go to sleep watching Bob Ross. I bet you'll have the most exciting, most peaceful dream ever. Like, I was doing that. Actually, while I was working on Bucket List in L.A., like, I was going to sleep every other night watching Bob Ross. But the Tracy McGrady one, that one, I don't know. That can be a tomorrow thing. That can be a 10 years from now thing. Who knows? That one might take a little longer, but I don't know, it's just one of those things, you know, everybody wants to meet their childhood heroes. A lot of people say you're not even supposed to. But that's just a personal goal that I have myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. I certainly hope it happens. I'd love to see that matchup.
Me too. maybe some of the art you produce while watching Bob Ross can be some merch, maybe. Show it on TV.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Maybe some of the art you produce while watching Bob Ross could turn into merch for your tours or something like that, maybe?
You know, I'm trying to, and this is another thing that's on my bucket list that I didn't talk about in the video, but I'm trying to one day, not soon, but like somewhere down the line, I am trying to have an art gallery. Even if it's like a one-off thing where I just have one art gallery, but I think that would be the perfect place for me to hang my pictures that I painted while watching Bob Ross. That would be the Bob Ross reveal party.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Do you think, just because I realize, I remember reading an interview about Lupe on his last album, Tetsuo and Youth, and he said he was also a big fan of painting, and he actually painted that album cover. Do you think there's a kind of growing desire for musical artists to kind of like dive into other avenues? Like, of course, there's a lot of high profile examples of, you know, just Kanye making Yeezys, getting into fashion. But, you know, it's not every day you hear rappers talk about their love for painting and whatnot. You think that's something your peers share?
I don't think it's a new thing. I think, for me, I wanted to, be a painter before I got into music. That was, when I was young, that was always my dream, to be a painter and to maybe even make a cartoon or something like that. But that was where my mind was before I discovered my love for music. So it's not a love that ever really goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of always there, even though I haven't painted or drawn anything in years now, but it's always a thing that I think about. And you know, if I wasn't doing this, I know that I would be doing painting or whatever. But I think a lot of creative minds work like that, where they just see, you know, it's like you're an artist, and how, you know, everybody has their different avenues of how they perceive art and how they express themselves. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where had I been not able to rap, had I been not able to produce, I would still be in the arts. I would probably just be in a different art, you know, a different way to express myself. But I think a lot of other artists work like that, where they still have their love and appreciation for it, and they still are drawn to it, but it's just not their avenue. So yeah, I think that, you know, I think the Kanye's and the Lupe's, and you know, I think there are a bunch of them. I think Pharrell is, you know, it's like they're just these great minds that would have been great minds no matter where they ended up.
So kind of going off the whole creating process, how you're saying like rappers will always want to create in whatever way. I was curious about how your creative process is when you're actually making a song, like if you hear a beat and then write to the beat, or you have the lyrics first, or just kind of like how do you actually go about making what we end up hearing on your albums and mixtapes?
Generally, the average track of mine is produced in my basement with Felix. I'll do half of the beat, and then he'll do the other half, and we'll use a program called Ableton Link, where we can have our computers in sync, so we're producing at the same time, so he doesn't have to wait to add a bass line or wait to add a key or anything like that. But it'll just be a continuous loop that, you know, it keeps going. So we'll get a skeleton of an idea down, and we'll try to build that up. And then I'll just pace around, like, because my job is usually the drum. I usually can do like quick than all of the melody chordal stuff. So when I got the drums down, I'll generally try to find one of two things. Like if it's like super melodic, I'll try to find a melody to like get a chorus or something going. If it's more like something where I'm trying to like really, really rap, I'll try to find a cadence that I haven't done yet. And I think that's one thing that's like really important to me. Just, you know, there are all types of rhythms, and to just like, that's kind of the thing that got me into music was rhythm. Like Bone Thugs and Harmony had a bunch of crazy rhythms that I had never heard before, and that's how I became a rapper. Like I heard some Bone Thugs and I was like, I want to be a rapper, because they get to do all of these cool things with their voice. And that's the thing that you'll hear on a lot of bucket lists, like me experimenting with my voice and experimenting with different rhythms and different melodies. But after that, like after I have a cadence, like a new rhythm, which might not have words yet, it might just be butter, 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 or something like that, I'll try to then fill in the word and then tell the story of whatever the music is making me feel or whatever. But yeah, that's generally how I start. I usually start from a specific rhythm or a specific melody, and then try to piece words in that melody.
Cool.
Sounds like, honestly, our listeners will gain a whole new appreciation for production after this conversation. You're doing us a great service. We actually have a question from the crowd. If you have a little bit more time, is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
This comes from Avi Block. He asks, how do you feel about No Name saying that Telephone might be her last album?
I've known No Name since I was 16, and I've been trying to help her create Telephone since then. And No Name's been saying stuff like that since then, so I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, No Name is one of the, in my opinion, like greatest to ever do it, because she's so unique in her sound. Like you can't say another artist that out of all of the artists that ever, you know, you can't really compare. Like it's just true art. Like you can't really compare it to anything. So just like, if she was to never make another album or anything after Telephone, it's like, so be it. Telephone still stood out as one of the like only things to sound like that, I feel like, in my opinion. So I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, No Name is going to do what No Name wants to do, and that's kind of always been her thing, which is one of the reasons why Telephone took so long. Like, because it's like, No Name is on No Name's time. Like, she just going, you know, if she's ready to make another project, you'll get another project, but it's going to be on No Name's time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I know I'm looking forward to, hopefully, prospect of another project. Hopefully.
And I mean, if not, just know that I'll be the same, you know, doing the same thing that y'all doing. If she's saying she's not going to make another one, I'm going to be right in her ear trying to convince her to make another one, you know?
We're indebted to you. Thank you, Saba.
Another question from the crowd. My good friend Ben Teller noted to me how both your album with its whole bucket list concept and No Name's album, they both discuss death a lot, or not, maybe not discuss death, mm-hmm. but the bucket list alludes to it. I was wondering if there's if there was a specific reason that both of your projects dealt with death, or kind of how that came about, if one of you was inspired by the other, something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's kind of funny, because that's a conversation that me and No Name had after both of our albums were done. We were talking about how happy they sounded, how really dark and kind of like just dealing with like that morbid realization. Both of them kind of had that you know, that feel to it. I really couldn't even tell you. I don't know. I think it might just have something to do with Chicago right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like death and just that sense of violence and sense of not knowing, you know, if your friends are going to be there the next day has a lot to do with what ends up coming out on the other side of that pen. You know, like we didn't, like a lot of the songs, like we didn't do together. Like some of them, we did in the same like studio or same house or whatever, but some of them, like, we were on completely different sides of the states mm-hmm. while we were working on them, and they ended up having that a similar underlying like message. But yeah, I think I would just chalk that one up to Chicago and just that feeling like death is all around us here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the one thing to get out of both of them is that it's never like I never wanted it to seem like dark and like an emo rap, emo rap, death. But I wanted it to be like death on like a lighter end, like that, which is why I wanted to make it the bucket list project. Because my project was specifically inspired by the death of my uncle. So like, it has a lot to do with death for that reason. But, you know, to find out the No Name part, you have to talk more to her. But yeah, that's all I can really say about that. But yeah, I did notice that as well.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll swing an interview with her sometime. This gives us some trash.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man, I'm interested to hear that. Hopefully.
Thank you. More bouncing back once again to the artistic side of things. I'm curious about the album artwork. Definitely doesn't seem anywhere too close to Chicago. Where is the shoot and what was the inspiration?
I was in Berlin, Germany when I first seen any artwork that was like remotely similar, and that's kind of where it sparked my interest. Like, I want to do like, for the bucket list cover, I want, you know, like everything down to the white border. Like, I want the white border, I want a grand, just great photo. No text, no nothing like that. It was just like this kind of art museum kind of vibe, or like photography, I guess, vibe, where really like the photo can stand out and people can get their own interpretation of the photo. But for me, I wanted it to be somewhere grand where it can look like that's me scratching something off my bucket list. Even like the color of that it barely looks like Earth. Even it's almost like I'm on Mars or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the Valley of Fire. That's where we are on the cover, which is in Nevada. And me and the photographer named Tom and the photographer Brian down the Lamb, both out of Chicago, we all went down there. And we were there for like 2 or 3 days, and we just kept going back. So it's a bunch of photos from just the Valley of Fire. And, you know, people are going to put their own interpretations on it. But for me, it was like a really spur of the moment, like, I guess we're going to Las Vegas. Like, I guess we're just going to do it, kind of thing. Like, if I could have got it you know, when I was in Berlin, when I was in Germany, that would have been even better. But it was like months afterward. So it was like just trying to get a similar, like, feel, like a more like worldly kind of feel to it. Like, as much as this music is about the city of Chicago, like, I never wanted to be limited to the city of Chicago. Like, I want the music to feel as worldly as the cover may look to people, you know? Mm-hmm.
I think you absolutely achieved that.
Yeah, I like that record a lot.
My guess was, I guess that was on his bucket list. I don't know. It's absolutely a beautiful cover, and definitely, you know, not something we're used to with, you know, all the graphics that adorn, you know, especially in some rappers' latest projects. I'd say it's very refreshing. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
I was wondering. It seems like you collaborate a lot with people, either also from Chicago or in Pivot Gang, stuff like that. I was wondering if there's any artists, rappers, whoever, that you would like to collaborate with in the future.
You know, the thing about me and, like, my work, the way I work, is I really enjoy making music with people that I know and people that I have a relationship with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people that I just genuinely care about and that I think are talented, that I can say are fans of me and that I am fans of. Mm-hmm. And just right now where I am, you know, I'm in Chicago, so, like, all of my closest friends are in Chicago too. It just happened that way. But there are a lot of people that I am fans of. But it'll just take that building a relationship, you know, before I'm really ready to just say, hey, let's hit the studio or whatever. And there was like a few songs that didn't make the cut. Like one had Kurt Knight on it. Mm-hmm. Which I think I'm still gonna drop it, but just not yet. But you know, the Pro Era MC, we opened for him on tour. Me and No Name went on tour with him and Nick, and we were like the opener. So it's like, that's another person that I do have that relationship with, where I do, you know what I'm saying, that's like one of my brothers or whatever. But I think that's what's important to me, like the relationship side, and then the music it'll come more natural. Like, with me, I never want features to feel out of place. I never want features to, you know, sometimes you can listen to a rap song and you're so caught up in the feature that you forget whose song it even is. It's like, the feature is, like, so obviously, like, that, oh, man, this feature killed the actual artist. Like, for me, it's like, I want it to sound cohesive and, like, be the same thought as me. Like, I don't want the feature to come in talking about something completely different. Like, I want everybody on the same page. So I think there'll be more features in the future that I like, you know, now that Bucket List is done and I'm getting out of Chicago a little bit more, traveling a little more, I'm sure I'm going to build some new relationships with a bunch of new people from different places. But for me, like, working on this one, I wanted to keep it home so I can have it hit home and then spread out, you know?
Uh-huh. So I noticed, I was watching the video you put out for Bucket List, where you kind of explain the concept behind the album. And I believe you mentioned that Twista sent in his verse. So do you actually, have you met Twista, or was that, like, how did that feature?
Yeah, I met Twista, but when he did the verse, I was out of town.
Okay.
So it was one of those things, like, I was, me, No Name, and Felix were all in L.A. working on our projects. And, you know, it was nearing that time where it's time to turn it in and time to put it out and everything, like, trying to get it mixed and mastered. So I just hit up Twista, and he sent it back. But yeah, Twista, I met a few times, always, like, a super just chill dude, super respectful, and the dopest part about it is he's a fan. Like, it's like, I'm a huge fan of Twista. Like, you know, being from Chicago, being from the west side of Chicago, like, it's dope to have that respect from Twista. And then Twista, like, knows my dad. Like, they go way back. So it's like, it just made sense, you know, having that Twista feature on there. I tried to get real creative with it and have I don't know, I just didn't want it to be like, oh, is your twist on another Chicago song? Like, I wanted him to sound as comfortable as I did over, you know, over my own song. Uh-huh. So I was real, like, picky with which one I wanted him on, but I think we did it. I think we did the right one. And he sent it back super fast, like, faster than, you know, people that I know. Like, I got his verse faster than I got my brother's verse.
That's an awesome collaboration.
Chicago, you know. Yeah, it really was a blessing to, you know, work with Twista. Like, that's one of my childhood favorites, you know.
It's awesome. It's 3:50, so we only have a little bit of time left. I'm sure you're a busy guy yourself after releasing this project. We just had one more question from the Peanut Gallery. This is from one of my best friends out in Newton, Massachusetts, Alex McDonald. And he wants to know, what are you listening to now? Who are you enjoying?
What am I listening to? All right, so while I was working on my project, I really was like in like a bubble as far as like listening to new music. So now that the project is out, I have to go back and listen to, you know, all of the like great releases this year. So I gotta listen to Anderson .Paak.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I've been an Anderson .Paak fan for like a really long time now. Like Venice like was every day in my car or whatever, but now like Malibu I haven't really heard as much because I was working on my project at the time. And you know, like being an artist, you don't want to let too much in, too many different energies, like it might affect what your music sounds like. So I gotta listen to that. I've been going back listening to that. I've been going back listening to Frank Ocean. I just heard Blonde for like the first real time like 2 or 3 days ago, and you know, obviously it's Frank, so it's amazing, but just really being able to take it in. Like, I, of course, go outside, so I hear music, but, you know, really sitting down and listening to it myself. Like, I've been trying to go back, listen to, you know, Frank Anderson. I'm listening to Color Book, like, now. I'm listening to Nick Telephone, even. Like, even though I worked on it and was there for it, like, it's a different thing, you know, when it drops and everybody can hear the, you know, the full final mixes, like... So I'm catching up. I'm playing catch up. So I'm a few months behind, or a lot of months behind, really, on, you know, everything that's out right now. And then I've been listening to, let's see, what else? Drum. And then, let's see, what else? What else am I listening to? I'm listening to eBay, if you're aware of them, the twins. Jose Guapo, who like is way different, some, you know, some trap stuff, but I'm into it all. And yeah, that's it so far. I gotta, you know, I'm still playing catch up. But just off the top, that's what I could think of, you know, in my reasons.
Awesome, awesome.
Cool.
Noah, do you have any more questions?
Not that I have written down.
All right. Saba, just want to personally relay a message to you. Some of my best friends are, or not some, my best friends are all huge music fans. They're listening in along with family and friends. Specific message from a friend up at Dartmouth. Everest Crawford says, it means a lot for artists to reach out to fans, especially when music means the world to us. So... thank you from him. Thank you from my friend Winslow in Seattle. This has been a huge experience, and I know Noah and I are super grateful to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
All right, I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much, man. Are you guys going to be at the show Friday?
I will be, yeah. Alex will be there too, and I could not be more excited.
All right, awesome, man. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, man.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for making this happen. Thank your press person for reaching out in the first place. And we wish you the best of luck going forward.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it, man. Time to meet you all.
Awesome. Thank have you a good time. One, Saba. Keep killing it.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yam
Saba.
Session's first interview.
We feel like we're on top of the world right now.
That was really cool.
This was awesome. Thank you to everyone that listened in. I guess to fade out, we will play some additional Saba, and we'll see you soon next Tuesday. See us at the Middle East on Friday night for a special small concert with Saba. And oh wait, I forgot. Oh. We're a community radio station, so we have to do a PSA.
That's the best part of every show.
That's what we do.
Yep.
That is what we do. What's something good? Ooh.
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 We have art at Tufts. This is actually very relevant.
It is.
Hopefully we'll see Saba's artwork in our art gallery sometime soon. But the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible.
They are fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Adickman Art Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And on that note, we are going to have to head out. We are going to leave you with GPS featuring his idol, longtime Chicago legend, Twista.
And his dad, Chandler.
And his dad. So what more could you want?
Huge collaboration.
What more could
huge
you want?
Very
this
good.
Is huge. This has been Yam Session, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. Here's GPS by Saba off the Bucket List Project. Enjoy.
Have a great day.
So lonely, glad we're all in heaven. Bet he can count a dollar, couldn't count a blessing. Hey, where's your head, you necklace for a fucking necklace? Ooh, put that shit on record, bet they get the message. Just like after the beep, wear my rap on my sleeve, wear my heart on my tongue, where you think that I speak from his blood on my teeth. Like a op nigga, we oppose. I'm at the crib playing Neo Soul. Dropped out, I don't need a loan. The same school booking me up. Shopping college, collect like an audit. I'm an artist, problem, what you call it? I'm an honest artist, so they honor. We'll be fighting fans like Ron Artest. I'm the coldest out, I'm so arctic. And I'm from the same place the solids come from. And I run shit like Sonic, where my songs in all of my son is on it. Fool can make you forget that we're all as famished. They know me like the new kid, this my college campus. Ooh, all these women want me like my name was Channing. Tatum, I don't even take them, y'all can all still have them. Like I got my own, free kill man, still up on bar. Niggas move fair talking about they poor. Niggas be broke talking like they own. I don't really care what I say though. They change their soul for compensation. Last year I just had to lay low. Now pass the torch like hot potato. Cause I'm on it, take the green line out west to Austin. Drop the best project since the chronic. Like a nerd freshman, how I'm locked in. I been off that double nigga, then I don't rematch. Grime old nigga, I don't relax. Hey, go ahead and pay this back. Sad.
That trunk, the cause I'm deaf. Got cushion, I smoke that blunt cause I'm blessed. Flow with the funk and I'm fresh, and I got that cause I come from out west. I was raised around thugs and ballers. Something was happening whenever I come through. Hanging with the gang and with the crew. Anxious just to show what I could do. And though the gas will spark when it got real dark, we would go take it to Garfield Park, to the Holy City, in K-Town, and go downtown so I can show them that I'm real sharp. Ain't nobody fucking with us. Circumstances hurt the chances when you see how we coming. On my mama's side, but when they got the OG on me, homie, know what we don't want nothing. Breaking atoms if we causing destruction. Making patterns if we causing eruptions. Second thoughts if you see us in the function. Smoking weed if you see us into something. Do your thing and make your money, stack your paper, go ahead, represent your crew.